Welcome back to the M Zone. Well, not the M Zone. You messed me up with that Terrence Quinn reference. It's the playground.
It's the music as well, too, though.
Oh, yes, that is the music for TQ and also Cabot Marks. It is the playground right here every Sunday. Heard from 10 to 11, sometimes 10 to noon, right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.
Hold on.
The playground. All right, yeah. Babbitt, you ready for your next and last trivia question?
I'm about to walk out of this studio. Just let you guys.
Of those nine teams that lost the top 25 opponents, how many were unranked?
As in, how many lost unranked teams?
Yes.
Three.
Two. Close. That's the closest you've been.
Literally, I have been off by one or two.
Washington lost to Stanford, who was in top 25 last week, but not this week. And then also Virginia Tech lost to Georgia Tech.
Next week, it's Tonio's turn, not mine.
Tonio would know all these. That's the difference. That's why I go to you, Babs. All right, so obviously we know Georgia loses to Auburn. I think a lot of people called it around here. I don't know if everyone knew what was going to happen. I had that inkling. I think maybe I said on last week's show. I might have.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Check
I don't
the
know.
Podcast.
I didn't see that coming.
Really?
I thought Georgia was – last week I said Georgia was one of the two best teams in the country. I thought they were, but I guess not.
Well, I mean, I thought, you know, that – Auburn, their offense was pretty good, but their defense was terrible. But I wasn't expecting them to lay 40 on Georgia, who I thought all around was a great team, and only allow, 17 is what it was? It was 40-17 yesterday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you told me that was going to be the score, I'd say, okay, yeah, Georgia wins, and you say, no, Auburn, I'd say, you lie. Why you lie?
Yeah, so then Bama beats Mississippi State. That was a close one, closer than it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy would the top four have been if that would have happened?
Just committee just yelling everywhere.
Everyone in SEC country just drops down because of the losses by the other teams. Auburn Pete ends up being like number one somehow.
Someone's calling Pete Feinbaum, making sure he's okay.
It was funny. When I was in here doing the post game yesterday, we were talking about that, how crazy it would be if it actually happened, and it almost did. Talking about Bama, Georgia, all those teams losing, and Notre Dame, and we were close. We were 25 seconds away or whatever when Alabama scored. So
yep, they were just looking ahead because they have Mercer next week.
You got to watch out for Mercer.
You got to watch out for
Mercer. They beat Duke that one year in the NCAA tournament. Got to watch out, man. They can creep up on you.
That is true.
Is that basketball?
That is basketball.
Exactly, yeah.
What are we playing now?
Football. Yes.
Football. All right, Notre Dame loses to Miami, Florida. Didn't see that. Didn't bet on that. Your guys' thoughts that Miami is this good? They're still undefeated, one of the four?
I think I'm more shocked based on the fact that it was a blowout win, considering, 2 weeks ago they barely scraped out a win against North Carolina, who is they're two. They got two wins now. They won in that crappy Thursday night game in Pittsburgh. But
oh, I missed that.
Yeah, but then last week, putting a rout on our dude Josh Jackson and Virginia Tech, and then like I said yesterday, just putting a wallop on the Fighting Irish. To me, I thought, you know, 2 weeks ago that Miami was a sham. Well, they're for real. And I think that you know, this game coming up here in a matter of weeks between them and Clemson for the ACC title, it's going to be a barn burner.
All right, Oklahoma beats TCU 5-6. There's one in your, you know, Baker Mayfield still a chance for the Heisman. Is he the front runner right now, Jacob?
I think it's his to lose, honestly. I think we were kind of talking about it in the pregame show yesterday. Steve Clark kind of said, you know, Saquon's had more Heisman moments, but Baker Mayfield, I think, is the best player right now in college football. The stats certainly back that up, and he's got one of the better teams in the country as well that's really performing at a high level. So I'd say it's Mayfield's to lose here in the next couple weeks.
All right. Do you guys have any thoughts on the Heisman? Who's your front runner?
I think it's got to be. I mean,
Baker, yep.
He's on a team now that's scored. They've played in games where they've scored 56, 56, 49, 31. I mean, it's kind of tough to not have a good, you know, just a good stat line when you're scoring, you know, 50 points a game. Your offense is scoring 50 points a game. So I think at this point, he's got to be the front runner.
Yeah, I think he's the front runner. I think the only one that's kind of close behind him right now, and really he's about a mile back, is JT Barrett after orchestrating a phenomenal win down in Columbus against Michigan State yesterday. That really kind of jumped his stock up significantly. But Saquon, I think Saquon's out. I think it's Barkley, JT, and then the running back from Notre Dame. But I think his stock even fell as well yesterday.
Yeah, I do.
See, I think after the Iowa game, I think JT Barrett's out. Now, I think he might still get invited, but I don't think he can win. I mean, he threw, like, what, three interceptions in that one game?
Four interceptions in that one game?
Yeah. I think that's got to take him out of it.
So he'll be like the Peppers. He'll be there and touch the trophy, but...
He'll smell it, but that's about it. Yeah, he went 3-4 against the Iowa last week.
Yep, and then talking about Iowa, Wisconsin beats them. Their first ranked game it was a defensive matchup. Pretty much what, two pick sixes and then another fumble for a touchdown on Wisconsin's side.
There were like eight turnovers in that game,
and it seemed like everyone was going back for six.
What does Wisconsin get when they have turnovers? I mean, I know Miami's got the chain. Other places got other kind of trophies.
Probably a grate of cheese or something.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a cheese grater that hangs from a chain.
Nice.
Says you. And also, you know, did you hear about The Rock? I don't know if you ever heard Dwayne Johnson. Him and Golden Tate had a little bet, and now he's going to have to wear the 94 jersey. Golden Tate will, because they lost pretty bad.
And he
was saying it like, hey, when your team loses, just, you know, take it.
You need to wear a fanny pack instead.
And then Auburn beats Georgia. So now that's the top 10. Uh-huh. USC beat Colorado. They only have one game left because they have no bye weeks this year. But of those top 10 teams, who are your top four at this point in time? Jacob, I'm going to go to you first because I pick on you all day, it seems like.
Absolutely.
Who's number one? Who's number two, three, and four in your top four right now?
Okay. So I'll give Bama one, simply because they were the only team to win. Give me Oklahoma at two. I'm kind of up in the air about these two, Clemson and Miami. I think I'll say Miami at three, Clemson at four.
Okay. All right.
That'll be mine.
Who would be your one that's just close but not getting in?
Probably Wisconsin.
Okay.
But again, yesterday was their first win against, you know, ranked opponent, so... The next 2 weeks, so next three games actually for Wisconsin will be huge because they're already in the Big Ten championship.
Right.
They win out, get a chance. My guess is they probably play Ohio State, I think is how it is.
Michigan has a chance still.
Slim, but they got to have a lot happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think if Wisconsin is able to rattle off, go undefeated, I don't know if they will, but that would be the only way for me to, you know, solidify them in there.
All right, Tonio, you're... Top four, and then you're one that's barely just out of the top four.
I'm going to say Alabama number one, Miami number two, Oklahoma number three, Clemson number four, and probably I'll do Wisconsin number five, but I don't think that they're the fifth best team.
Okay. Miz, your turn.
Alabama one. I'm going to go with Miami at two. We go Oklahoma at three, Clemson at four, Wisconsin's just on the outside at five. Mind you, they haven't clinched the division yet either, by the way. Wisconsin.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did
last yesterday with the win.
Okay, good.
So they are at the Big Ten. They are in the Big Ten championship.
Okay, well then,
no matter what.
Then disregard what the hell I just said. But I think you know, it was good to see that they got their official marquee win. But I think they need to get another marquee win, and the potential of it being this Saturday. But I, you know, we'll just wait and see.
All right, for my top four plus my fifth that's not in, I'm gonna say Bama number one. Obviously, they were that one team. They beat a ranked opponent. They have Mercer next, which is not gonna help them whatsoever.
It's gonna be tough.
Then they have Auburn number that will be that's the 10th ranked team right now. Obviously, they're moving up after the win over Georgia. So Bama's number one for me. My number two is going to be Clemson, three, Miami, and my four is actually going to be Auburn at this point in time. Why?
Ooh.
Because it's going to set up a match for one of these two teams. Obviously, we know the SEC is not getting shut out of this. So when they meet in 2 weeks, you're going to see who's going to be in and who's going to be out. It'll be Auburn or Alabama when they play for the Iron Bowl. All right.
The division championship, too.
Exactly. All right. Last question before we go to our last break. Will Michigan be in the top 25? When the rankings come back out.
Oh, the CFP?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Top 25? Tony,
I think without a doubt, yeah.
And Jacob Babbitt. He's giving the head nod. It's radio. No one can see you. All right, let's go to our final break. When we come back, it's winners and losers. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.